So tell me, people first tourism, what made you come up with that concept? You say it started in the classroom.
Actually, it stems from my research. As I was developing my career and some of my graduate work, I did a lot of research on how tourism generally fails to bring equitable prosperity in destination communities, and realized that myself and a couple of colleagues here from NC State, we realized that to enable for tourism to really benefit local communities, there should be a lot of locals involved in tourism as small business owners. That way, they would be involved in strategy, community planning decisions, and they would make sure that if tourists are coming, they're spending money locally, and they're also not only spending money locally, but they're getting a real perspective of what the community feels about and is about. And so we decided to, we were just examining the problem, and we wanted to actually come up with a solution. And that's when we started this project that started as a participatory action research project. And then now it has evolved into a social venture corporation.
And that part of it is new, you know, because it's a corporation now with definitely an underlying social agenda that hopefully will bode well for these small businesses, yes. Small tourism entrepreneurs, I guess. Yes. I don't know what to call them just yet.
Yes, yes. So essentially, the research project, the research team, the faculty, the university, the students, we have been working for about 4 years identifying local people that have a lot to speak of their traditional knowledge, their local knowledge, their passion for certain activities or for their community, and that are willing to visit, to receive visitors. And we've been coaching them, we've been listening to them, and we've been helping them create a price for their experience. And then now this company was formed to be a web portal where anybody from the public is able to navigate the offerings and find something that they like and then make a request for a booking.
So how many small businesses are we talking about now that are involved in this project? This corporation, this business?
Yes. In North Carolina, we are working with approximately 150 micro-entrepreneurs, all the way from Jackson County in the western mountains to the Outer Banks in the coast in the east.
And tell me a little bit about, this is a wide array of small businesses.
Yes. So the common denominator is that they have something special and very unique, central to their identity, to share with others. Some are farmers. We work very closely with throughout the model is to collaborate with local community champions because they know who in their community is interested and energized about starting to receive visitors and who might also have interesting things to say, but they just don't want to be involved at the moment. They're not ready to invest themselves in the business. So these local change champions are our collaborators, and they identify who the people are in their county.
Now, I guess I was just trying to find out who are these people who are getting involved. I mean, hopefully you didn't have to twist their arm to be a part of this, that they actually see it as a benefit.
Yes, absolutely. So throughout North Carolina and the world, there's people with more and people with less resources, and people in both ends, they can have more or less energy for becoming entrepreneurs. We try to embrace and work with people that have some limited resources, but they are eager to try to change their livelihood, to try to, you know, work hard to find new opportunities for income. And so we have local partners in communities throughout the state that help us identify those. We work very closely with generally the tourism division in each county and with the extension office in each county. The extension office works wonderfully with farmers. That's their central work, right? And so a lot of the experiences we have online now, they are farm visits. I'm also a farm boy from Portugal, and so I have a comfort level of going to rural North Carolina and speaking with farmers And generally small, sustainable family farms rather than really large commodity farms. But then in addition to that, we have pottery makers that are kind of trying to get up and be more visible to the consumers. We have storytellers. We have homesteaders that are not necessarily working in agriculture for cash crops, but they are trying to be drawing a livelihood in a sustainable way from the land, and they want to talk about that because they really believe in treating Mother Earth in a kind way. We even have the latest one we put online. I'm really, really excited about it. She is a former student of NC State, and she's in Raleigh, and she's always been connected with the independent music scene in Raleigh, and she's now doing walkabouts downtown on Thursdays and Friday nights to share the behind-the-scenes indie music world to interested visitors. So there's definitely a wide variety of experiences.